Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that he is
mine.
He's mine.
He's mine.
Said it doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. I love that song. It's still resonating, even though it's maybe about 3 years old, I believe. It still resonates in your spirit, especially when you see where you are now. Not where you've been, but where you are presently at now. Amen. Because if we look back and think about where we were before we were enlightened, excuse me, before we were filled with this precious gift, before the Lord transformed our lives, took us out of darkness and brought us into this marvelous light. Ooh, nobody saw anything good in us. Ah, even our parents. You know, some people were raised with parents that degraded them, humiliated them, told them many days that there wouldn't be anything. Oh, but how many know God saw the best in us? Mm. When we were in our mother's womb, God already knew what our destiny would be. But some of us abort destiny. Uh-huh. How is that, Sister Benoit? Because we take another road rather than the road that God had designed for us. See, God has a specific design for all of our lives. Some people have to go through the school of hard knocks. Amen. But some just get one knock and their eyes are open. Ah, glory to God. But some of us were some rascals. Amen. Amen. We didn't deserve this mercy. We didn't deserve this grace. We didn't deserve to even come into the kingdom of God. Oh, but I thank God for Jesus today. I thank him. Amen, because he bore our sins. Amen. He took on the cross for us. So I thank him. I thank God for Marvin Sapp and God giving him the beauty to just deliver such a powerful song. He saw the best in me when everyone else saw the worst in me. Remember, God always see our best. Because we are his creation. He created us, amen, in the image of his dear son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I thank God for seeing the best in me. I know I can't talk about you all, but I know I was a wretch. I know I was filthy. I was ugly. I wasn't even worthy. Hallelujah. To be even called a sister today. But as I begin to reflect upon God and his infinite mercy, his infinite wisdom, amen, I give him all the glory. I give him all the glory, for no one knows our story like God. God knows the inside and the out. He knows our thoughts before they even enter into our minds. God knows it. So guess what, people of God? Excuse that phone ringing. God knows everything there is about us. Nothing is hidden from him. Nothing. Nothing is hidden from him. So therefore, it behooves us to serve him. Amen. This ain't no time to play church. This is the time to really get our lives together and say, Lord, for you I live, and for you I'll die. Amen. Remember, God, don't twist our arms. Hallelujah. I bless him. I bless him. I bless him. I bless him. Hallelujah. I wouldn't take nothing for this journey. Nothing. And I mean that because without the journey, I wouldn't have arrived at where I'm at today. Amen. My life would have been something else. And so would have many of you. But we thank you. We appreciate you for tuning in today. Those of you that come on the archives, we appreciate you going back into the archives and listening to these wonderful anointed messages. These are rhema words coming from God Almighty. Amen. And of course, he used the vessels in the earth, and that is us. Amen. So we thank God for you tuning in. Truly, this has been an experience that I wouldn't trade it for anything. Amen. I have had my ups and I have my downs. You know, I have my days where, hey, I wish this all would just disappear. Have you ever felt like that? when you just wish everything would just disappear. Don't want to be bothered. Hallelujah. I have those moments. I don't know about you, but I have those moments. But even when I have those moments, you know what? That love that dwells on the inside of my heart, the passion that I have for God's people and the things of God, it moved me. It caused me to move forward in spite of. Amen. In spite of. So I thank God this has been a great, great blessing in my life. And again, as I say, we have our little moments. Amen. But I thank God for opening up this wonderful opportunity to come on Blog Talk Radio and to share the word of God with many that I'll probably never meet, many that I'll probably only hear their voices. But I thank God because he said for me to know them that labor among me. And I thank God for having a discernment. Amen. It's because of God, not because of no goodness of mine, but it's because of God. So I thank you all that tune in from all over the country as we celebrate 3 years on Blog Talk Radio. It has been an experience. It has been an experience. Amen. 3 years of coming on this broadcast Monday through Friday, that takes will, effort, mindset. It takes it all. Love, compassion, all that forgiveness, all of it wrapped up in a bundle. Amen. Because you know when you don't see people face to face, you just hear their voice. We're not able to shine a light in your homes, and see if you're living everything that we are preaching and teaching about. Every man has to examine themselves. Every man has to take an assessment of themselves. Amen, amen. We thank God for Prophet Michael Davis being on the line with us. Thank God for that word on yesterday. He ministered it also to us on Thursday, and he shared with us yesterday. Said the Lord said they didn't hear, so go back to the same scripture. And he broke it down again. I tell you, I appreciate the men and women of God. And I'm just so honored today to be able to celebrate these 3 years. I'm honored to be able to meet women and men of God that sincerely love the Lord. And they are sincere about souls. They're sincere about your livelihood. They're sincere about the lifestyle that you're living. Amen. We had an opportunity to go on a wonderful retreat last weekend before last. And I tell you, I've never experienced anything like that in all of my almost 30 years of being saved. Never. Never. Amen. I was glad that they didn't have no reception where my phone was shut down. I didn't have to hear from nobody. Amen. I was able to just feast on the word, be in the fellowship of the saints. Amen. And be able to consecrate ourselves. Ah, glory to God. It's a great, people don't realize what it is to really truly consecrate yourself and get with people of like mind. Amen. I'm still thinking about that retreat. It was a prophetic prayer retreat, and truly that's what it was. We was up all hours of the morning praying. Amen. Getting in the word, seeking what God's will was for our lives. Amen. And we're just so happy to have the visionary of that prophetic prayer retreat, my friend, my mentor. She's just been a great overseer and pastor, and I just fell in love with Pastor Gloria. Amen. I can feel her heartbeat for the people. I can feel her heartbeat for the kingdom of God. I can feel her heartbeat for the sincereness that she has in her heart for the people. Everybody don't have that, Prophet Davis. Everybody don't have that, but this woman has a heartbeat where she is concerned about souls. She's concerned about your life. and how you live it. And she strives to keep us on the right track. Amen. And I'm just so happy that God brought her into my life. Amen. And I tell you, when I can't call on somebody that I looked to previously, I could always call on Pastor Gloria, and she will certainly lift me up in prayer and pray with me and for me, and I just appreciate that. That is a connection. That is favor. Amen. God don't give you favor with everybody. Amen. And even those that you think you have favor with, you better look again, because guess what? When the tables turn, you may not can find those people. Amen. But when you can find somebody that's sincere, that is certainly investing their all into living holy, that means so much, So I'm just so happy to have her here with us today. And with no further ado, we're going to bring her right on. Amen. And whatever the Lord has laid on her heart, she knows she's able to go full forward with it. God bless you, woman of God. Pastor Gloria H. Smith of Sons and Daughters of the Promise, New Orleans, Louisiana, all the way from, and also she's out of North Carolina. So God bless you, Mama of God. We love you.
God bless you, Pastor Bernard. I love you as well, and I thank God for this opportunity, amen, to come on your broadcast and just share a word from the Lord. I bless God for your life as well. This is a divine connection. This is God's doing, and it's marvelous in His sight, and I dare not take it lightly, and I shall not take it for granted. I thank God for you, Pastor Bernard, and I thank God for your ministry, how God is using you in these latter days to sound the alarm, to cry loud that the people may hear, glory to God, that not one that hear will be lost if they obey. I thank God for you.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Ah, God, we bless you. Let us look towards heaven in the name of Jesus. God, I bless your holy and righteous name. God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. God, I pray that you would anoint these lips of clay. I pray, God, that you speak to me. God, speak through me in the name of Jesus. God, I pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, let it be acceptable in thy sight. You're my Lord and you're my Redeemer. God, I bless you for every listener. I bless you for those that have called in, those that are on the internet. God, I pray that you bless them, blood cover their ears, that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this angel on the wall. I thank you for this visionary. I thank you for this pastor. God, I pray that you continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to send provision for the vision that you've entrusted into her hands. And God, I give you praise and I give you glory. And it's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Blessed holy name.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God. I tell you, Pastor, as I was just studying the word of God, there's just so much that's up on my heart. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, God is getting ready to bless the people of God, those
yes.
that are faithful, those that are committed, those that are really living on it, living the word, glory to God, them that are really sold out, them that are really committed to the things of God. God
yes.
is really getting ready to bless His people. Glory to God. This is a time, amen, where we get ready to see the promises of God come to pass. Amen.
Yes.
But we got to believe what the word of God say. Amen. The enemy trying to bring a smoke screen. He trying to make us think God ain't coming, but God is going to move for His people. Because God is not a man that He would lie. Neither be the son of man that He needs to repent. God ain't got a second guess what He says and what He's going to do. Amen. All we got to do is to believe that God said it, and it's simply going to happen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just excited in my spirit. Glory to God. I tell you, that retreat, amen, it was a blessing from God, and I thank God, amen, for answering the call and obeying Him. Amen. But this word today, glory to God, is for those. Rabbi Shundo, it's for those that will hear.
Jesus.
Amen. And that will receive. Glory to God. Many of you desire to have the power of God, but you're going to have to deal with some pain in order to get some power. Many of you desire to be in the upper room experience, but you're going to have to go to Calvary. You have to go through some suffering. Amen. Jesus was dead. Amen. It's a death, the burial before the resurrection. So you're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to bear a cross. Amen. Before you can get the blessings of God. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. We got to go through some things in order to get the blessings of God. God want to know if he can trust us with his finest things. God want to know if I bless you with this, it's not going to change your attitude. If I bless you with this, I entrust you with this call. If I entrust you with this anointing, will you still obey me? Will you still walk? Will you still do the things that I called you to do? Glory to God. People of God, it is time that we walk in total obedience unto God. One thing
Lord
is for sure, you bring up a certain. God is getting ready to bless those real good, those who are faithful, those who are standing, those who are keeping their walk in God. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to bless. But I come today, amen, wherever there's a blessing, glory to God, there's a condition for that blessing. Many are crying now, God, I'm in need. God, I need you to move for me. God, I need you to heal me. God, I need you to touch me. There's good news today. Glory to God. God's going to bring manifestation, but you got to believe what he said. Glory to God. It is time in the body of Christ, Pastor Bernard, that we come to the level of maturity in the things of God. It is time out for putting a bottle in the mouth of preachers. It's time out for changing diapers on prophets and prophets and apostles and bishops who have said they are called by God. It's time for the raiment, the true word to come forth. It's past time to tell what the word of God is saying. It's time out for sugarcoating the word of God. It's time out for watering it down. It's time out for putting a pacifier in their mouth. Enough is enough. We need to have messages that are not a part A and a part B and C. It's time for a message that's going to bring deliverance. It's time for a message that's going to call across people to return back unto him. It's time for a message that's going to prepare the people to be ready because he's shown to return. Good God, right now. This is a day of God's people. The time is out for using and misusing and hurting out. Now, never wash our own men. Glory to God. It's time out for church hurt. It's time out for destroying our own army. It's time for leadership, glory to God, to take back the realm. It's time for them that are God ordained in position to cry loud, to sound the alarm. It's time for the maturity. Glory to God. They can't grow. They can't go if you keep allowing them to stay in sin. You got to tell them that there are consequences. Glory to God, they can't grow. You're telling them God going to heal them if they're still living down in kind of way. It's just not going to work. It's time to tell it like the T.I. is. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's time, glory to God, to cry out unto the people of God they need to hear. Glory to God. It's time, glory to God, Pastor Bernard. They got to come out of that woman's house. They got to come out of the nightclubs. They got to come out of the strip clubs. They got to come out of the crack houses. They got to come out of the casino. It's no more pacifying. The day God is soon to return, it's time to come out. Glory to God, or hell will be their home. It's time to sound the alarm and tell them they got to come out of same-sex relationship. You got to come out of that spending time, your ties on hair and nails. It's time for the people of God to hear the word of God. They saying, I need God to move. I need a blessing. But you got to tell them the blessing comes with conditions. Oh, glory to God. People of God, it's time now that you know your inner circle. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some that are with you this month, they're not going to be there with you next month. Glory to God.
Come on.
Because there's an assignment on your life, and I come today to sound the alarm. Glory to God, that you may hear what the Spirit is saying. Sin is contagious. I said sin is contagious. Let God select your surroundings. Glory to God. Let God connect you with whom he ordained you to walk with. Because sin is contagious. Let us go to the word of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, my God, I bless you. The word of God in the book of Psalms, division of Psalms number 119. We shall read until you're here in verse number 133. Oh, bless his name. In the word of God, say, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Out of my steps in your word. Mm. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Out of my steps. Out of my steps, God. This is not the power of man. This is a rule of practice, an action, if you will. As well as we got to have faith in order to allow God to order our footsteps. This is only done by God. And this is done only by you acknowledging him. And you asking God to honor the Bosha. That I come to apply myself. I come to pray to you, God, that you would give me directions. I need you to order my footsteps. I need you to order my footsteps. When you truly allow God to order your footsteps, all things will work together for your good. David here is asking God to guide him as he walks through life and dodges the deadly pitfalls. Glory to God, the daily task that he has to go through. He's asking God to guide him. Amen. The prayer here is not for the unsaved. This prayer is for them that are saved. This prayer is for them that really know God and know that they're saved. They're asking God to order my footsteps. In order for something to be ordered, I mean to set straight, firmly. He was asking God, I need you to order my steps. I need you to keep my footsteps steady and sure that I may not mess up, that I may not get off course, that I can have the blessing that you promised in your word. You said the promises of God are yea and amen. God, I need you to order my footsteps. I need you to guide me. I need you to lead me, God. There is a wake-up call in the land, people of God. And as I begin to look at this word in the book of Psalms, the vision of Psalms 119, that David was crying out to God and asking him to order his footsteps, I looked at the New International Version. And it said, to direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. In order for you to get the blessings of God, in order for heaven to be your home, glory to God, you got to stay in a place that is consecrated. You got to stay in a place that's a life of prayer. You got to stay in a place that your life is governed by God, that sin will not overrule you. The NLV translation, to guide my steps by your word. In order for God to guide your steps by your word, you got to have a word hid in your heart that you will not sin against it. How am I going to allow your word to guide me, God, if I don't know your word? How am I going to allow you to guide my steps if I don't know you for myself? I know what pastors say. I know what mothers say. Amen. I know what fathers say. But God, I need to know you for myself.
My God.
I need to know you for myself that I may not mess up. I heard what they said, but God, I need to know you. I need to know your word. I need to have something hid in my heart, God, that I will not sin. Temptation is everywhere, God.
Mm.
And God, I need you to guide my steps by your word so I will not be overcome by evil. God, I need you to keep me steady in my steps according to your promises. God, I need you to establish my footsteps. In other words, God, I need to know that I'm standing on a sure foundation. I need to know that my footsteps are ordered in you, and I will not allow the cares of this world to overtake me. I will not get caught up in things that I'm seeing. I will not allow things that are going on around me to affect me. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it, God. The enemy will use any means necessary. They try to cause you to hinder your walk in God. People of God, you got to know that prayer is for deliverance. This prayer is for internal corruption to be delivered. This prayer is for God to, amen, to externally, amen, to oppress the enemy that's trying to rise up against you. Amen. This stands to reason when David began to say, order my steps. It stands to reason to know, glory to God, that if David asks him to order my steps, there's going to be a day, glory to God, where the enemy is coming to tempt you. It's going to be a day, glory to God. There's a scripture that says my feet almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. God, I'm keeping my walk. God, I'm living right, but I'm seeing them across the street living any kind of way. It looked like they got
God, glory to God. Can I get a prayer in church today? People of God, it is time that we know God for ourselves. Glory to God, it's time that we do not allow, amen, glory to God, the enemy to take us away from prepared table to a pit. Now, what are you saying, Sister Preacher? It's time that we don't allow the enemy to take us out of our God-given position, amen, because of what flesh feel good, because of what looks good over there. Glory to God, we got to know that God's wrath is coming. Glory to God, and it's for mankind, it's for man, woman, boy, and girl. Glory to God, them that have broken covenant with God. God won't call evil, the enemy is trying to call evil good, and good evil, glory to God. He's trying to destroy families, but God is saying, don't allow the enemy to take you from a prepared table to a pit. Don't allow the enemy to take you out of position where God had called you from, where God had called you to. Oh, glory to God. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, I bless him today. Help us, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Cross-reference scriptures. Glory to God. Let us run over to Psalms number 17. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, our footsteps are ordered by God. We got to know that we can't go anywhere. Just because they say we have in a certain service, it does not mean that you have to be there. Glory to God, you can't eat off of everybody's table, Pastor Bernard. They
Come
can't
on,
eat
now.
Off of everybody's table. Everybody's table, the spread may look good, but it don't mean it's going to taste. It's not going to be good. Psalms number 17, one of our cross-reference scriptures. Division of Psalms number 17. Oh, glory to God. In verse number 5, say, hold up my going in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. God, I need you to keep me straight forward. God, I need divine protection. God, I need you to connect me, glory to God, where I'm held accountable. That's why it's a good thing for you to allow God to connect you, glory to God, with them that are ordained to be in your life, because you're going to be held accountable.
Jesus.
See you doing it, they're going to call you on it. They ain't going to worry about the amount of tithes. They're going to worry about how you bless them. They're going to call you. I wouldn't be in the church and still go to hell. Hello, somebody. Glory to God, I want to be in a ministry that's going to call me to know that I can't do any and everything. I can't live any kind of way. I can't say what I want to say. I can't go where I want to go. I got to have my footsteps ordered and governed by God. My life don't belong to Gloria. Your life don't belong to you. It belongs to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Went over to Psalms 19 and 13, and it says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. God, I need you to keep me. There's times, glory to God, that this flesh get weak, glory to God, and start having the craving of the old ways. God, I need you to crucify the flesh. That's my imperative, that we live a consecrated life. Glory to God, you can't live a God-ordained life if you ain't fasting and praying. You ain't stealing away, pulling away, glory to God, that you're keeping that flesh crucified. You're constantly keeping that mind renewed. You constantly stand before the Lord and allowing him to analyze and keep you where you need to be. That's how you keep your walk.
My God.
Bless his name. Oh, glory to God. There must be integrity in your walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't say and do anything. Glory to God. Your walk got to be governed by God. Oh, bless his holy name. In order for you to get the promises of God, your walk got to be steady and sure. The Bible said, blessed is the man that endured temptation, but when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised unto him. You're going to have times where you're going to be tested. You're going to have time when the enemy is going to try to take you astray. Glory to God. But God said, blessed is the man that endured. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How can I endure, Sister Preacher? You got to stay fasting. You got to stay consecrated. You got to stay in the word. You got to know what the word says, because the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So you got to remind yourself in this life journey, glory to God, that you're going to have them days, amen, that it's going to be painful. You're going to have them days, glory to God, amen, when it ain't going to feel so good. Glory to God. But the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy to be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, do not be afraid. But the the one who would who will go with you. See, people of God, when God give it a birth promise, your footsteps got to be steady and sure. When God give it a check, the resources for your vision, glory to God, you can't go anywhere. You got to do what God say. When favors get ready to bring the wealth to you, your footsteps got to be steady in the word of God. Glory to God, it does not matter when people finish with you because God didn't just get started for you. Hallelujah. People will cause them same enemies to turn around and bless you. Come here, Brother David, the Bible says in Psalms 23, thou preparest a table in the presence of my enemy. So in other words, favor going to bring me from the pit to the palace. Oh, glory to God. The word of God is what it means and what it says. The word is for those who are, glory to God, that's going to eat that word, going to live that word, that's going to get that word and know what the word is saying for their lives. Mm-hmm. Don't think that when you're in God that it'll exempt you from difficulties. Hallelujah. Don't think that because you live a saved and a sanctified Holy Ghost filled life that it exempt you from dilemmas. It does not exempt you from having messed up moments. But what you got to know, glory to God, that if God is ordering your footstep, the enemy can't come with nothing unless God ordains it. I think I'll share it again. If God is ordering your footstep, the enemy can't come with nothing unless God ordained it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's all good. And the Bible says all things work together for my good, for those that love God and called according to his purpose. So God purposed that mishap. What are you saying, Sister Preacher? Yeah, God purposed that downfall because God got something greater. God purposed that heartache because he's moving. He's doing something in you. He allowed that to show your naysayers, to show their own lookers that I am God and I'm in control. And they are walking according to the word of God. Help me today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Ah, glory to the Most High. Ah, the devotion day. We got to invite God to stir. To stir our lives, to rightly divide, to direct our lives, glory to God, to lay a clear path, hallelujah. Amen, that we will not, on another emotional day, that we will not go astray, hallelujah. That's why the word of God said in James 1, my brother, count it all joy when thou fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith produces patience. See, God permits things to happen, glory to God, because he's producing something on the inside of you. He's still giving you what you need in this walk, this God-ordained walk, this assignment that you are called to, glory to God. God is still allowing certain things because he's moving. He's taking some stuff out, glory to God, and he's putting some stuff in. Thank you, Jesus. Unless God give him permission, he can't come that way. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials which have came to try you as though some strange thing have happened. God ordering your footsteps. Glory to God. In other words, the Lord is saying, if I allowed it, I'm getting ready to reveal some glory. Hallelujah. The suffering of this present time is nowhere near to be compared to the glory that God getting ready to reveal. When life presents itself with everlasting changes, variables, trials, and struggles, glory to God, you got to realize that you belong to God, and this fight don't belong to you, glory to God. The Bible says, Jehoshaphat said, you don't need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. God is ordering your footsteps. So many times we look over at other folks, and we think they got our back, they with us, they covering us, they praying with us, glory to God. But God is trying to let you see who's with you. He's trying to give you a discovery. He's trying to uncover some folks. Glory to God. Quit going back and get who God been. Amen. Exit out of your life. God put your footsteps in order by God. Everybody can walk where you going.
Come on.
Glory to God. God showed me some time ago, Pastor Bernard, I wear a 7.5 shoe, and there's many others that wear a 7.5 medium, but they can't wear my shoe. Because my measurements, my size, glory to God, is just meant for me. So, amen, everybody can walk in your shoes.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
That's a word.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. When your footsteps are ordered and ordained by God, glory to God, you got to know, glory to God, that it is God that designed that trial. It is God that permitted that trial. It is God that permitted it. Glory, that test, he's going to bring forth the testimony when your life is in line with God. Now, some of us, we get ourselves in predicaments, glory to God.
Come on.
Bless your name, Holy Ghost. Now, if your footsteps say all about God and you done got yourself in a mess, glory to God, I'm calling to you. Come on back. Come on back. God want to deliver. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you depend on God, God will make a way.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
So when your footstep is all about God, Pastor Bernard, your vision is so grand, glory to God. But God would never give you vision without provision because your footsteps are all about God. Mm-hmm. And the Bible tells me in Proverbs 13:22, I think the latter part, in the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Oh, glory to God. God, give me the transfer of wealth for them that are truly keeping their walk. Mm-hmm. Oh, bless your name, God. I feel you, Daddy. I'm not about to worship. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, I give you praise. God, I bless you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. In closing today, hallelujah. God is able to bring you out. God has said and ordained your life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus, many of you in seasons, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're wondering when you're coming out. God said, your footsteps are out. You're right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God has called many of you to be millionaire, but you can't build a $1 million empire when you're still hanging around minimum wage mindsets. Come out. They ain't a part of your footstep. They ain't going where you're going. You can't get your healing if you're always around sick-minded people. Come out. They ain't going where you're going. Many accidents have happened because we lost focus when we're traveling on the highway. Glory to God, we get out of our lane. People of God, God will order your footsteps. Hallelujah. You got to remain focused even in the struggle. Many of you have been asking God to bring you to a new season. You're still slacking in this season.
My God.
You're still struggling in that. God want to deliver you. He want to order your steps. He want to bring you back to where you need to be. It's clear you're not ready for the next level because you have not even acknowledged that you lost focus, that you lost your way. Glory to God. God is ready to bring the faithful to new places, to new realms, to new platforms. God is ready to bring elevation, graduation to them that have been keeping the walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. God bless his name. People of God, if your footstep is out of plenty, it's getting ready to show up. God began to tell me he's canceling, he's dismissing, he's overturning every demonic assignment that's against the people of God's lives that's been faithful. Many of you are going to see life-changing events before 2014 closes out.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Many of you have kept your walk, and because you kept your walk, people have put their mouth on you in secret, but they're getting ready to soon eat the fruit of their own ways right before your eyes. Hear me prophetically. Everything in secret has an expiration date on it, unbeknown to your naysayers. They don't understand. Unbeknown to your gainsayers. They don't understand. Hallelujah. Their prayers and their wishful thinking is going to be their own portion. Your God is getting ready to vindicate you because you kept your walk. Courts of heaven have decreed today that it's your season to come out because you've been faithful. Thank you, Jesus.
She
Hallelujah.
God.
We enter in a season of being rerouted. God is rerouting blessings our way. Thank you, Jesus. And I come today to speak in closing. Your last issue was your last issue. That devil you seen, you will see no more. Someone looking for you to come back. Someone looking for you to get back off of that last divorce, that last financial loss, that last mental attack, that last sabotage, that last church falling out, that last embarrassment, that last gossip that they brought you in, that last job loss, that last hurt, that last pain, that last selfish situation, that last issue, that demonic that you went through, that last demon that you see, you will see no more. It's your last issue. God is saying it's time for my people that's getting ready to rise up and take their bed and walk. Some are saying, I can't walk out of this, sister preacher. Yes, you can, because you're more than a conqueror. I'm declaring today a 911 announcement, glory to God. That the fire that's in my belly, the word that's in my mouth, glory to God, that the joy of the Lord is on your side and you're coming out. Get up, come forth, come out. God want to reroute. God want to redesign what belongs to you. Glory to God, it's coming. Hallelujah. It's been a block, but God is rerouting it. Oh, glory to God. God is sending it over your way. Instead of you thinking how God going to do it, just know he's going to do it. Keep your walk. Keep your footsteps steady and sure. And what God has promised is getting ready to be rerouted unto your into your life. Don't say, God. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for everything you said, for everything you allowed him to speak. God, I take no credit for what you say and for what you do. And God, I pray that this word, have encouraged someone to keep their walk. I pray that this word have encouraged them that have got off track to come back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I cover this brand of blood, and we commission your angels to go forth and do that in which will be back.
Hallelujah.
It is so. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
All of my steps, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory. The Lord is speaking. People of God, there will be no excuses. When we stand before God, we won't have any excuses. Because he won't receive none. Hallelujah. That's why he's giving us an opportunity to clean it up. Now, all of my steps, I was tugging in my spirit, Pastor Gloria, on what can I speak to this house tonight? God has a specific word for every house and a specific word for, and I got what the Lord wants me to say tonight. Just through you ministering. Today. Amen. People of God, it's time. Time is not on our side. And we keep on procrastinating. We keep on putting off. Oh, I got time. I got time to do this. I got time to do that. No, you don't. Turn on your news every day. People are dying. Folks are going on killing sprees. You don't know when it might be you, when it may be your family member. You do not know when it might be your sister and your brother sitting next to you. You don't know. He said, the day you hear my voice, God is saying, every day God gives us an opportunity to hear the word of God. It's for us to make some changes. This word is just not coming for the sinner. It's coming for the saint also. My word ain't going out void. This woman, glory to God. Rhema, Jesus. Lord, order my steps, God. I'm tired of going two or three steps forward
And when I'm looking, I'm going five or six back. Yeah, you know, every time I take a foot forward, I got to go back. Why? Because I'm not obeying she. And it's been a key word that has been reverberating throughout this month. And that word is obedience. Even in the retreat, we were talking about obedience. Obedience to who? Not to man, but to God. But you got to be obedient to man, because he says, submit yourself to those that have rule over you. Those are the people that are watching for our souls. Those are our shepherds. That's the glory as a shepherd. She's watching for the flock. She cares about the flock. She's not no slothful shepherd. She's a good shepherd. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. But you know what? We kill a good shepherd. No, Messiah. And those that are misusing us and abusing, those are the ones that we lift up. But the good shepherds, like Pastor Glory, we can, excuse me, we kill them. Why are you saying that, Sister Bernard? Because when they take 2 and 3 hours out of their busy schedule, the time they could spend with their family to minister and counsel with you, and they give you good counsel, and then you go do something otherwise, then you're killing the shepherd. You're killing them. Because when you don't obey, that hurts the shepherd. That makes the shepherd think you don't appreciate him. That make the shepherd think you're using them. Because you hear you done took up all my time. Hallelujah. I told you what thus say the Lord. I prayed with you. I fasted with you. And then you go back and get yourself in a mess. People of God, this woman, her Pastor Glory, I can't say no more. Let a man judge himself. This word come to judge us. And you say, judge us how? To put us in heaven and hell? No, judge us where we can come to a place where we can get right. We can get right with God. We can get right with our fellow man. Oh, God. This year is almost out of here. Today is December the 16th. We got about 15 more days in 2014. And we still haven't got, all of my steps, Lord. All of my steps, God. This was a word. Hallelujah. We got about 12 or 13 callers on the line. I'm going to start at the top today because I see some new numbers on here that I'm not familiar with. Some came on at a late hour. If you need prayer, Pastor Glory is available, and she will be praying for you. Glory to God. Don't take these messages for granted, people of God. Don't take them for granted. Please don't take them for granted. Pray over your children. Pray over your household. Pray when you get in your vehicle. Pray while you're in the grocery stores. Pray while you're at the gas pump. Glory to God. Just in Michigan last week, a young lady and her father were standing at the gas pump. They were pumping gas, and a car passed and hit them. Hallelujah. Coming out in the gas station. And the father died. The young lady is fighting for her life right now. We don't know where that lurks. Hallelujah. But I know one thing: to be absent from the body is to be present with God. But we ain't got to leave here not knowing where we're going. We got an opportunity. When we get ready to transition out of here, we know where our place is going to be, people of God. Ooh, we crying every day. We crying every day. Hallelujah. Why? Because we want to see you blessed. Why? Because we want, Messiah. We want you to live right. We want you to be blessed. We don't want you to not enjoy life. But you're not enjoying life if you don't know Christ Jesus. You're not enjoying life if you haven't made a commitment to serve God. Jesus, let me stop. Oh, God, that was a word today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let me go. Hallelujah. I don't know if this prophet Michael Davis, I'm going to just go down the switchboard today. Glory to God, because I have too many to just kind of cherry pick today. So I'm going to just go straight down the switchboard in the order that you called. Amen. God bless you. Is this prophet Davis?
Prophet Davis, yes. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
My God, woman of God.
I usually save you for last, but you at the top of the switchboard, so go right
hey.
Ahead.
Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank God. I was at the bottom, and now God raised me up to the top.
Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
And the last shall be first, and the first shall be
come
last.
Mm.
But give it unto the God, who is my Lord and Savior, my master, my king, my life, my everything. If it was not for him, I wouldn't even exist. For in him I live, I move, and have my very being. Giving honor to Evangelist Bernard, who has been diligent in her faithfulness concerning this ministry to help keep us on track. That's what this ministry is designed for, to keep us on track. That's why they have wonderful, anointed, ordained by God ministers, pastors, evangelists, the fivefold body of Christ, the fivefold ministry, coming on this line like Pastor Gloria, to help us see and hear what God is saying to the church. Truly, this message came from heaven. This was not something that she just wrote down. This was something God dropped in her spirit. This was a download from heaven. She talked about obedience, which is what God had me to touch on yesterday.
That's right.
Obedience, because that's the key. Glory to God. I took notes. Let me just read my notes, because they were so good I had to take notes. I was getting ready to leave and go to the store. I was supposed to go to the store, but the Holy Ghost, like, he snatched my shirt. No, you just slow down. You can go to the store later. She talked about her size 7.5 shoes, that everybody can't wear your shoes. Everybody can't go where you're going. You can't take them with you. She talked about God designing the trial for your life, the one that you're in now. God designed it, and if he designed it, he'll deliver you out of it. And then when you depend on God, he will supply the need. God is trying to get you to depend on him. This was an anointed, powerful, prophetic message.
Yes.
This was nothing but the Holy Spirit.
My God.
God was talking to us from heaven. This
yes,
was not
Lord.
An earthly message. This was a message that came directly from the throne room of God. Ooh, and she said something so powerful. I kind of laughed at it, but it's true. She said, God is trying to make you a millionaire. You've got to get away from minimum wage thinking folks.
That's what she said.
Don't get us wrong. She's not talking about y'all minimum wage. I mean, she's not talking about wage people. Don't get it wrong now. She's not talking about that. She just simply saying that God is trying to get you to a high level. And for you to associate with millionaires, they do think differently. I've met a few of them.
Right.
And they do think differently. And it's true. You can't be thinking, well, I got to go to Kmart when God is trying to get you to, the top of the line store.
Neiman Marcus.
Chanel. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Come on. Can I go there, Fendi? Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So it's a place that God has for you. And the Lord had her say it so well, to be honest with you. The Lord had her say it so well. She talked about life-changing events that are going to take place before the end of the year. Very prophetic. She said there's an expiration date on your trial and your tribulation. She said God is getting ready to vindicate you. And then she mentioned that those who are – now, this was key. This was very key for me. Those who have remained obedient to God, these
come
are the
on.
Ones that's coming out.
Come on.
Now you can't be living any kind of way and come out, but God used this prophetic message. This woman that – she obviously spent time with God to get this. Well, you don't get this by watching cartoons, you know.
Woman of prayer.
She got this by spending time with God. You can tell, you know, it's obvious. And then the final thing that I got that I wrote down here. Oh no, that's not the final thing. She said, "This enemy that you have seen today, you shall
you
see
won't
no more forever. It's gone.
That's what she said. I wrote down
I ain't got to deal with this devil no more. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
And then she said, God is about to reroute something into our lives. Now, she's talking about the people who've been obedient. Pastor Gloria, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for spending time with Jesus to give us this word. Thank you. Thank you so much. So much. Thank you for your labor of love.
Oh, yes.
Laying before God in prayer and then speaking prophetically what he gave. Thank you so much. I bless God for you. I bless God for you. You fed us with manna from on high today. I'm personally grateful. I personally say thank you for delivering what the Father have given to you in Jesus' name. Amen. My God, my
God. God bless you, man.
God
bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, you know you're listening when you're taking notes. When you're taking notes and you notate what the speaker has said. Hey, glory to God. You know you can go back and feast on that. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Prophet Michael David say, hey, I got the notes right here. I got all of it right here. Glory to God. You can go back and feast on that. Go back. Sometimes when, in the wee-wee hours when you're kind of disturbed and you need some strength and, you know, you just don't know where to go, go in the archives and pull out this word. Hallelujah. I tell you, it'll bless you. It'll bless you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen.
Just to say one last thing. I want to encourage everybody out there. If you have an opportunity, when you get anointed ministers like this on the line, get a pen, get a piece of paper, take notes. God is talking to you. I'm a prophet. I pray. I lay before God constantly. But when God sends someone like this, I become a student. I become a student because I have to learn also. Glory to God. Pastor Gloria, would you pray for me?
Absolutely. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
God, we call on the host of angels that you've given charge to your mansion.
Yes, God.
Lord God, we call on them to go forth and do thy bidding, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, we declare and decree the time to conquer, to possess, to overcome is here for your man of God. In the name of Jesus. And God, I decree and declare now, God, that the plenty is getting ready to show up for him, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for the mantle of grace that's upon his life. And God, we cover this prayer in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that it is so.
Amen. We got a few more calls on the line, so we're going to get right on through it. Got a speaking engagement today, so we're going to get, we're not rushing you, but we want, certainly you, those of you that want prayer, hit the number one key on your phone, and I can come straight to you if you want prayer. Amen. Other than that, we're just going to acknowledge those that's on the line. Amen. We're looking at caller area code 504, and the last four of your number is 3365. God bless you, caller. Amen. They just clicked out. All right. Amen. I see caller have moved up. Let me go. Area code 504. The last four of your number is 3365. God bless you, caller. All right. If you don't have a comment, you don't want prayer, we thank you for tuning in. Amen. I see call of 504, area code, and the last four of your number is 1287. You're on the line, and I see you raise your hand for prayer. God bless you.
This is Daughter Pastor, leading prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name
Sister
of Dar, Jesus, I'm
decreeing,
I'm decreeing right now, God, that everything that's been blocked, God, that you're rerouting it for Daughter Pastor. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm declaring, I'm declaring now, God, that she's getting ready to bounce back up her rope and every demonic assignment against her life, against her business, against her family. We denounce it now through the power of God, and because of the anointing, you shall destroy the yoke in the name of Jesus. And it is so.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Tasha, for calling. God bless you. Hallelujah. I see another Marla Neese. Amen. Your line is open. I see you hit the number one key for prayer. God bless you.
Hi, this is Sister
Tasha. Who's this? Who is it?
Stephanie. I was for me and my family.
Thank you, God.
Stephanie. Okay. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I bless you now, Father. But this is your daughter, Stephanie. God, I know your present help in the time of trouble. And God, I call on you right now. For your thoughts, I call Robo Shunday. And your ways are not ours, God. And I decree now, God, I decree a sudden awakening to come forth in the name of Jesus. God, I decree that the blessing of the Lord that make him rich and add no sorrow to come forth in this daughter and her family life. In the name of Jesus, I decree promotion. Come forth now. In the name of Jesus. And I decree not many days hence that it shall show up. In Jesus' name. I hear great restoration. I hear restoration is coming. I hear restoration is coming to thee. So said the Lord God Almighty. Bless you tonight. God, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. We're going to move on. Amen. God bless you, Sister Stephanie. Amen. We're going to area code 225. The last four of your number is 0168. Your line is open, caller. God bless you. Area code 225. 0168 is the last four of your number. If not, God bless you. Amen. We're going to call a 503. Is your area code. The last four of your number is 4545. God bless you, caller.
Good evening. Thank you so much for the word of God. And I just want to say thank you for imparting the word into my life. And I would like prayer for me and my family. My name is Pamela. Thank you.
I take her and her family before you in prayer. I hold them up before your throne. And God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, every assignment that's of the enemy, God, we denounce it. We ask you, God, to paralyze every plan. Not of God. In the name of Jesus. And God, I'm decreeing and declaring now, God, that you're getting ready to enlarge their territory. God, I call for that. With the enemy, that it shall turn around for her good. In the name of Jesus. And God, I pray the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall be
I see you raise your hand. The last four of your number is 3365 if you need prayer. God bless you.
Hello, this is Brother Calvin. I'm looking for prayer for my my baby sister and her husband and my mother.
Amen. God bless you, my Brother Calvin. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, I come in agreement. Oh, God, with this, your son. You said with two or three touch and agree, God, that you're in the midst. And devil, you a liar. I decree and declare total deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we find the strong man. We find the messenger of Satan that come with sickness and disease, that come with destructive organism. We denounce it in the name
in the
of
name
Jesus.
Of
we see life, God, to every cell, to every gland, to every organ in his body, in the name of
God.
Jesus. And we declare now, God, that this sickness is not unto death, that he shall live and not die. And declare the words of God. And God, we cover his wife. We plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We pray, God, that you renew our strength. Oh, God, give us strength to stand, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I bless you for son Calvin, standing in a gap for them. You said what we may happen for another, that God, you will make happen unto thee. And God, I declare, God, every heart desire of his shall manifest in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And I blanket this prayer in the blood, and it is so, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Go in peace. I'll come.
Glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. All right. Area code 225. Did I get you? The last four of your numbers, 0168. Your line is open.
Thank you, Jesus.
Area code 225. 0168. God bless you.
Amen. I like prayers for my family, and my auntie lost her husband today.
Okay. Is this 225? What is your name?
Brother McCoy.
Brother McCoy. Okay. Bless you, Brother McCoy. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I know you're able, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, for every touch, Lord God. Oh, God, I I know that you're able to give our strength to bear the grief. In the name of Jesus, you've already carried our sorrow and pain. And God, I'm at you now, God. I know that you would my God, I send the word now, God, upon one gladly in the name of Jesus. God, as you allow transitioning from death to life, oh God, I know there's no way around it. And oh God, man, going up a woman is but for a few days. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bless them that moan, for they shall be comforted. In the name of Jesus. And God, I pray that you would heal the brokenhearted. That Jesus, you're the everlasting consolation. You are the hope, God. You're the Father of mercy. Your oil is for the joy of the moan. And God, I thank you for doing it right now. In the name of Jesus. And God, we hold up Brother McCoy. We pray, God, that you would touch him in the name of Jesus. Your divine will and your way in his life. Oh God, touch his body. I pray that God heal him. Oh God, I pray the blood covering over his family. Oh God, over his bloodline. In the name of Jesus, thy will shall be done. In Jesus' name. And I pray it in the blood. And it is so. My. Oh, glory to God. My.
Yes, yeah,
God is a present help. Glory to God. God is a present help. Oh, glory to God. Them that are overwhelmed with grief, the Father of mercy is going to intervene. Oh,
yes,
bless
God.
His name. Thank you,
Jesus.
We don't understand why life fills us with so much pain and heartache. But all the master's in control. Oh, glory to God. Oh, bless your name, Father. God bless you, Brother McCoy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is
amen. God bless you, Brother McCoy.
Death is a friend to no one.
Yes,
oh, my
Lord.
God. It'll come from the palace to the ghetto. That comes on the Sunday. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, glory to God. No matter your race. Hallelujah. When death come calling. God, sometimes death is sudden.
Yes,
sometimes
Lord.
Death prepares you. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
One thing we know, graves are constantly open. We got to stay prepared. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Another call to Pastor.
Yes. Did I get area code 503-4545? Was that Stephanie?
No, ma'am. That was me. You got me already. Thank you.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
I'm Pamela.
Pamela. Okay. God bless you, sweetie. All right. Let's move on. Area code 985. The last four of your number is 0525. God bless you, caller. Did you have a prayer request or did you have a comment? All right, we're moving on. Area code 504. The last four of your number is 1041. God bless you right here in Louisiana. God bless you.
God bless you. This is Pastor Shanette. God bless you, Pastor Gloria.
God bless you, baby. Hallelujah.
Just asking for prayer for touching the grief of me and my family.
Thank you, Father. God, I bless you right now, God, as I touch and agree with my daughter. I lift up Pastor Shanette. God, you said the kingdom of heaven, whatsoever we bind and loose on earth shall be bound and loosed in heaven. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I loosen, God, the abundance in their lives. I loosen the peace, God. I loosen your will.
Thank
I loosen your way, God. And I bind up every attack of the enemy. I bind up every tormenting, God. I bind up every lying demonic demon that's trying to rise up against them, every principality. every fallen rule of darkness, in the name of Jesus. God, I bind up the evil eye, in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm decreeing and declaring that what you promised unto Pastor Jeanette and to Pastor Donnie, God, that it shall go forward, in the name of Jesus. You shall provide, God. Oh, God, resources for the vision, in the name of Jesus. God, I decree, God, every need be met. I denounce the spirit of lack, and I decree increase in the name of Jesus, and I bless you for doing it. In it is so, in Jesus' name. Oh, glory,
yes,
God.
The name of
God.
Thank you, God.
I hear favor and purpose is coming. I hear favor and purpose is coming. Oh, bless your name, God. I hear him say, because you are the child of the Most High, being found in him, glory to God, you can charge the atmosphere. So saith the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ah, yeah, Jesus. Woman of God for calling
Thank
in today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Amen. We go in to Minister Aaron Singleton. God bless you, man of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I want you to pray over the bread house. My brother, Lord, put it in my spirit that the Lord bless him with some finance at the church. And then they going there's a lot of things that's going on down here in Lansing, Michigan. This is Pendleton. That's my brother.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God, we cover this ministry in prayer, God. Oh, God,
yes,
we apply
God.
The blood, Father, on the love of ocean day. Oh, God, on the love of ocean, we apply the blood over this assignment, over every
yes,
vision
God.
Work of God, in the name of Jesus, over every seed sower, over every taxpayer, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood over them that are coming, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we decree your medical blessing, Lord God. I decree the promises through your word, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing, that they do not have room enough to receive it, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I decree that you shall prosper. I refuse to devour God for your sake, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree now, God, that the enemy is nullified, destroyed and canceled now, God, every work of the enemy that try to rise up against the leadership, in the name of Jesus. God, I cover the leaders in the blood. God, I pray you encourage their hearts. In the name of Jesus, this ministry shall live and not die. Declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus, God bless you, God, that's standing in front of the Lord. I pray, God, that you will bless him. In the name of Jesus, continue to use him for the kingdom, God. He said, he's done the good work and able to finish it until the
yes,
day of
Lord.
Jesus Christ. And God, I speak a life-changing word over this man of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God came ready to bring you to the forefront. I can hear in the spirit many times misunderstood. But the Lord is dealing with you. The Lord has such an anointed call on your life. And God will begin to make things so clear. mind to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Lord's going to anoint you to speak like you never spoke before. The Lord's going to anoint you to see like you never seen before. Hallelujah to Jesus. They better keep their eyes on you because the Lord is getting ready to take you somewhere. So said the Lord God Almighty. Just as sure as my name is what it is, I know what I'm hearing from God. Watch and see. Hallelujah to Jesus. I can see your name being signed. Oh, glory to God. I can see a signature come up in the spirit. So say God Almighty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you, man of God. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, bless you today. Pastor Bernard, is there another?
Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Aaron. How are you, the Messiah? I see my sister on the line. Amen. She normally, she's not here. She's at work, not able to say anything, but I'm going to ask for prayer for her and our daughter and our son. Hallelujah. Dawn, God bless you.
Oh, God, I bless you for God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking now, God, that you would touch this family. Oh, God, let your goodness and mercy follow them every day of their lives. In the name of Jesus. God, I praise you for your word that you entrusted into our hearts. And, God, I know that all things are working together for her good because you called according to your word and your purpose. In the name of Jesus. And, God, I bind every work of the enemy that tries to rise up against their household. And, God, I call for the blessings of God to come forth. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for peace on the job. He kind of today. I pray, God, that you will govern her daughter. Oh, God, make a wise some, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless their household. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you today,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see. Another caller just came on the line. Just want to acknowledge you. Area code 281. The last four of your number is 4763. Do you need prayer, caller? Amen. Amen. Area code 2. Go ahead. Go ahead, baby. 281. 4763, the last four of your number.
Brenda Robinson, just calling in for prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Oh, God bless this, your daughter. God, I pray now that you will strengthen her today, God, that you will clothe her with your glory. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Everything that she put her hands to, God, I decree that you shall prosper it. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, I pray that you cover her family. We pray for her bloodline in the name of Jesus. We bind generational curse in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, give her the heart desires. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. And
Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, God.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God. I see. I don't know if Brother Calvin, is your line back open? Did you have another prayer request? If so, you can make it known. If not, amen. We're going back to the woman of God and just thank God for what this word has meant to our heart today. Amen. Those of you that tuned in late, I encourage you to go back into the archives and pull up this message again, or you can go on Pastor Gloria's page and even our page at New Destiny Ministries or my personal page, and you can click on this link and you can hear this message, or you can go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. Amen, and you can listen to all of these messages for the week in their entirety. Amen. We thank God for everything that he's done. Continue to tune in. Amen. We'll have some other speakers
to close out the rest of this week. Amen. As we celebrate what God has done, 3 years here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So we thank God for Pastor Gloria. Glory to God. Lord God, we asking you to continue to bless her, God, and everything that she have poured out of her spirit, God, every word that you have used, amen, to deliver to us today, God. We asking you to continue to bless her family, bless her husband, God. We pray for Brother Randy right now, Elder Randy, right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to cover him, God, keep his mind. God, bless his physical body in the name of Jesus. Bless his going out and his coming in, God. Bless her daughter, Lachey, God. Bless her sons, God. Bless every parishioner, God, that sits up under her, God. Ah, and everyone, God, that called her for counsel, God. Oh, God, don't let that counsel fall on deaf ears, God. But everything that you instruct her to give to your people, God, give them an obedient heart, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every stronghold. Hallelujah. We come against, we come against every seducing spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind it. We cancel your assignment and everything that God has declared and decreed about the woman of God. It will be manifested in this season. Amen, God. Continue to strengthen our body, God. Keep our eyes clear, God. Keep our ears, amen, where she's able to hear your voice, God, and your voice alone, God. We bless you, God, for everything that you have said about this woman. Hallelujah. We are standing and touching and agreeing with every vision that you have birthed in our spirit, God, that it will come alive. Amen. And that it would be a blessing to these, your people. Hallelujah. We ask you to continue to strengthen my mother, God, and even our God, wherever she's at right now, God. You know all about it, God. Strengthen her, God. Hallelujah. Put a halo on her, Messiah, around the God. The hedge of protection around the God. We are, Messiah, Lord God, and we pray for those that are incarcerated all over this land, women and men. Messiah. And even the decree that has gone out, glory to God, in the federal institutions, those that have done 10 years and above, God, that every release will be granted in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask it for some release is this holiday season, God. And if anybody can touch the heart of the president, God, you can, because you made him, hallelujah, for such a time as this. And we stand in there, and we touch it and agree it, that it will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless my sister Danielle, God. Comfort her heart, God. Keep her with the joy. Keep her with the excitement, amen, that when they call her name, God, she'll be ready, Messiah, to come and do the work that you have destined for her to do. We ask these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We're going back to Pastor Gloria, Messiah, and she can dismiss us. Hallelujah. Pray for me as I travel over to Marrero, Louisiana tonight, amen, that God would just have his way, amen. You know, you get a little jitters when you're going into a new place, amen, but God is everywhere, amen, and his people are everywhere, amen. So just pray that God would strengthen me and give me the word, the right words to say to those his people, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, Pastor Gloria. Yeah, you almost see you. Thank you,
God,
all,
bless you,
all of you, all that tuned in. Glory to God. Thank you, God.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank
God,
amen, for this opportunity to come on and share words from the Lord, amen.
Jesus.
And in closing, amen, glory to God, the Lord allowed us to deal with, hallelujah, that our order our steps in the word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over us. And I am out of you tonight, today, people of God. We walk through the fire, we will not be burned. Neither shall any flame kindle up on us. Amen. Glory to God. This is our due season. Amen. Do what God has called you to do, and he will pay you your past due. Glory to God. This is the time, amen, that we walk in the things of God. Amen. God's going to reward you when you're walking in God. Stop living by what you feel and live and walk by what God says. Amen. And some may fall. Glory to God. Failure is not falling down. It's staying down. Amen. Get back up and walk in the things of God. God always have an open heart for them that are truly ready to repent, glory to God, and turn from those things that's not pleasing unto God. It's our prayer, it's our desire that you would do the things that God has trusted into your hands to do. Obey the word, glory to God, and God will move for you.
Glory.
Amen. Father, I bless you for Pastor Bernard. I pray, God, that you anoint her, oh God, to speak and declare the word of God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, that you would speak in the name of Jesus. God, I decree and declare that the house will be set, that the atmosphere will be charged, Lord God, that it will be free reign, God, for ministry in the preaching and the teaching of your word in the name of Jesus. And God, you go before, make every crooked place straight. I pray for traveling grace to and from. God, I call for her and her family as a whole. We send the word upon her mother. We pray healing in the name of Jesus. We pray your will and your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, I decree and declare, God, that what you promised unto her, it is yea and amen. And I bless you, God, for the echo of our child. On this show has been on 3 years. I thank you for keeping. I thank you for providing. And, God, every listener, Lord, I pray that you bless them, that you encourage them, Lord. That you send them God to their every need, God. Oh, God, whether they listen by telephone or whether they listen by the internet, I pray your will be your way in their lives. In the name of Jesus. And God, we commission the angels and go forth and do this in 3 days. We blood cover this prayer. We blood cover the word, God. We blood cover every request. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. And
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus.
Day. It's almost night. And I don't want to lose this fight, no. I'm fooled around much too long. Oh, yes, I now I believe. But you see, I don't
love of God. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 3 Central, and 4 Eastern. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, we're not playing no more. Hallelujah. God bless.